Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great honor to welcome Julie Foudy to the program here on our SDCCU fan hotline. Julie, good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. Great to have you on. Of course, I remember you and Shannon McMillan and the whole gang playing here for the San Diego Spirit in the WUSA a number of years ago, and I'm still kind of scratching my head why they can't bring that league back.
I know. Good times. That was our field of dreams down there at University of San Diego.
Yeah, you know, the thing I was going to say, a lot of people don't know this. You were actually born in San Diego, weren't you?
I was. I was born in San Diego and lived there the first 2 years of my life, and then moved up to the OC, sadly.
Hey, I want to get into what you're doing in the month of May, and a lot of people may be aware that people, especially in Southern California, people are always very health conscious and wanting to get out and work out, but May is National Runner's Month, and you've teamed up with Dick's Sporting Goods on a really neat venture. Could you kind of go in and let everyone know, Julie, how they could get involved in this?
Yeah, it's really cool, actually, and you know, as you mentioned, from my days of running on the soccer field, now in my post-soccer playing days, I'm still out there running. So I said I would love to share what you're doing with Dick's Sporting Goods. And what they're doing is beyond they're sponsoring 20 races nationally, and it's actually National Runners Month here at Dick's Sporting Goods. But they also have organized a virtual race so that they can get all runners engaged. And this is what I love about it, because so basically, you don't have to sign up for an organized race. You can sign up online on dicks.com/runyourrun, and you get to choose your distance, your pacing, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. And so they're trying to obviously reach out and get a wider breadth of people running and active and out there. And the other really cool thing, this is near and dear to my heart, is $5 for every registration fee goes to Girls on the Run, which is a wonderful nonprofit that supports girls getting active and out there running, of course, but it also empowers them to be great humans in life.
Julie, is there a website where people can go and get more information and be able to sign up?
Yep, dicks.com/runyourrun. And if you upload your times by May 19th, you too get a trophy and a shirt, and it's like you were at the race. And I'll tell you, having run some half marathons, that trophy at the end is worth everything.
Oh, that sounds great. Good stuff. We're visiting with Julie Foudy, the great soccer player for the United States of America, on our SDCCU fan hotline. You know, a few weeks ago, I was watching the match between the U.S. National Women against Belgium up at the LAFC, and your 1999 team was honored. And, boy, it seemed, you know, from a viewer standpoint, sitting in my living room watching, the game actually was secondary because U.S. Pounded Belgium that night. But just the interviews that were going on during that broadcast, you girls down on the field at halftime, it brought back so many great memories to that great thrilling win at the Rose Bowl. Could you talk a little bit about that team getting back together? Because I would imagine you guys probably still stay in touch fairly regularly.
Yeah, we do, actually. We have a very large text chain that happens all the time with the 99ers. But interestingly enough, that was the first time we've had 18 of the 20 of us from that team actually together in one place since 1999. And we get together in smaller groups, but never that many of us. So I felt like I was back in college. It was a big party. It was so much fun. And with that group, which is what I always loved about that team, I mean, it was always so seamless in terms of how everyone got along and the love that people genuinely have for each other. And that doesn't change. I mean, it's the great thing about sports, right, is that I tell them all the time, they're stuck with me forever, these teammates. and it was so fun. We just had such a great time that whole weekend.
Hey, Julie, when you take a look at the U.S. Women's team right now as they get ready for the World Cup, are we going to be in pretty good shape, you think?
Actually, the U.S. is looking good. I mean, you've got it's interesting because with the U.S. winning the last World Cup in 2015, you could argue that they did it on the backs of their defense. And this time around, the defense has looked more vulnerable. But the good news for the United States is they have a ton of talent up front. I mean, Alex Morgan, everyone of course knows her name, is playing so well. Tobin Heath, Megan Rapinoe, that front three the U.S. have, I think is the best in the world. So although it's very hard to go back-to-back with World Cup, Germany is the only one who's done it on the women's side. I think this U.S. group could do it this summer for sure.
We're visiting with Julie Foudy on the SDCCU fan hotline. Julie, I think your team, and I think very much this team right now, have connected with the young ladies out there, you know, all over the country that play club soccer, youth soccer. And, you know, I wanted to ask you a little bit. I know that the team had filed a lawsuit with U.S. Soccer regarding getting equal pay along with the way the men are paid. Where is that at right now? Because when I heard about that, I was kind of actually appalled that they weren't on equal terms, because what the U.S. women have done in this country has really brought a lot of youth soccer and club soccer people together to follow them and really connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against U.S. soccer. And, I mean, I think the surprising thing was as well, Coach, is that they did it just last month. In March. And so, you know, just a few months out from the World Cup, they're suing their very employer that's actually bringing them over to the World Cup. And so that makes things always interesting. But, yeah. You know, my first reaction was, and I've said this to some of the 99ers, you know, would we have done that close to the World Cup? I'm not sure we would have had the courage to do it, because it is a big distraction. And they're fighting for something that's very important, but also you're going into a World Cup, you know, having to think about this. And when you talk to the current team, they said, listen, what we're doing with the equal pay fight is probably more important than what we're doing on the field. It matters that much to us. And that's what I love about this group, in a sense of they want to change the game for the better and leave it in a better place for the next generation. And they're willing to... And you know, I talked to Megan Rapinoe, and she said, hey, everything around this team is a big distraction. It's nothing new, you know. It's a big focus around this team anyway. So we can handle it. We're fine. They're gonna obviously nothing is gonna get ruled on before the World Cup, but it's something we're going to have to talk about leading into the World Cup, and it's something they clearly want to be talking about.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Megan Rapinoe, because about a year and a half ago, she did a camp down here in San Diego. My granddaughter went to it, and it was a cold, foggy night in a field here in San Diego, and her staff came out, and they did an absolutely incredible job. And you talk about someone who connect with young people. Boy, it's hard not to be a Megan Rapinoe fan after you're around her for 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's a gem, and she's funny, and she's personable, and that's the thing, you know, that I really love about this group, is they're very aware about their role in inspiring that next generation and the impact they're having. And it's fun for us, as, you know, now the old bags, as we call ourselves, to see our kids, you know, so excited to the team and hang out with the team, and it's like coming full circle, which is really neat for us.
Hey, Julie, as I let you get out of here, and we'd love to have you on as we get a little bit closer to the World Cup. It's coming up here sooner rather than later. Are you going to be broadcasting a little bit?
You know, that goes to the other guys, Fox. They have the rights to it now, sadly. So I will be over there for ESPN, covering it for SportsCenter and a lot of our shows. So I'll be over there for the full month. So I'll be happy to chat with you, Coach.
Oh, we'll look forward to that. Hey, give out that website again, because I think there'll be a lot of people now that you've come on and make it aware, they're going to go to that Dick's website.
Yeah, dicks.com/runyourrun. Join the virtual race phenomenon.
Sounds good. Julie, thanks so much for the time. Always a pleasure. And anytime I hear that name, it brings back a lot of great memories.
Thank you, Coach.
Be well, Julie. There you go. One of the greats of U.S. women's soccer, Julie Foudy, nice enough to join us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And, of course, our fan hotline, you can go to and nominate SDCCU, the best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll, daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.